When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Pajama game is the game I'm in, and I'm proud to be in the pajama game. I love it. I can hardly wait to wake and get to work at 8. Nothing's quite the same as the pajama game. I'm an executive. I'm a time study man. I can tell you for seconds how many stitches go into a pair of pajamas. I can time anything. You'll see when we get down to the factory. Let her go.
Racing with the clock.
Hurry up, girl. Seconds are ticking.
Hurry up. Hurry and waste time.
That 7.5 cents raise. How in hell can I buy me a swell new second-hand car on that salary he pays?
What do you think of the new superintendent?
He's cute!
He'll never last.
He's kind of fresh for a new superintendent.
I like a man with spunk.
You like a man, period.
Don't laugh, girl. Don't laugh. Hurry up. Tempest fusion.
Waste.
Hurry up.
Well, today we're all going to work in the pajama game. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, sleep-tight NPR station. Well, it was 70 years ago this spring that one of the freshest, most original, and most enduring Broadway musicals opened, and that is The Pajama Game, score by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross, and it was put together by a quartet of the most extraordinary people on Broadway. It was co-directed by George Abbott and Jerome Robbins, and co-produced by Harold Prince, and if that wasn't good enough, it was choreographed by Bob Fosse in his first big job. So let's take a look at its somewhat remarkable history, which is particularly important in the world of what we do here at Broadway to Main Street, which is its kind of mainstream debut, which was through 45 singles. Columbia Records, under the leadership of Goddard Lieberson, got the rights to record the cast album of The Pajama Game. And according to Hal Prince, it was not an easy journey because he said, everybody turned it down. He said, don't ask me who which songwriters turned it down, I'll simply tell you everybody turned down the chance to musicalize the Pajama Game. And Frank Lesser had a music company, and he had two young guys who had big hits at Columbia called Richard Adler and Jerry Ross. Rags to Riches, sung by Tony Bennett, and they were hired on spec after doing a couple of songs to write the score. So one of the interesting things was back in the day, before Pajama Game opened in New York in May of 1954, it already had three hit singles on the airwaves. Can you believe it? Because Columbia's magician at the time, Mitch Miller, turned them around quickly. Here is the first big one, recorded by Patti Page.
I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I can't get warm without your hand to hold. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler, but that don't do no good. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner, but that don't do no good. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold.
The next big hit from Pajama Game was initially recorded as a B-side by the fellow we're going to hear in a little bit named Johnny Ray, but the big hit was by a pianist named Archie Blyer, who would later become the president of Cadence Records, but that's another story for another time. Here is Hernando's Hideaway.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace, it's called Hernando's Hideaway. Olé! All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets, and no one cares how late it gets. Not at Hernando's Hideaway. Olé. At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go, you will meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway. Olé! Thank you.
Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's hideaway.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you, you'd think some she'll come to you. Better forget her. Her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Won't you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
That's Hey There, of course, sung by Johnny Ray, who was a brief Columbia phenomenon in the mid-1950s, and he made that a hit record all before Pajama Game's opening night curtain. That was the way it worked back then. We will hear some more of the great score of the Pajama Game in sequence. The story's pretty simple. It's Romeo and Juliet on a factory floor, a new superintendent who comes to work for the sleep-tight pajama factory in the Midwest named Sid Sorokin, and he immediately comes to loggerheads with the young lady who represents the workers on the floor, and of course they fall in love. At any rate, here is Janice Page from the original production to tell us that Babe is the last person in the world to fall in love with a new superintendent.
Love? Are you nuts?
Some people can't tell when it hits them.
You're not kidding.
Ah.
All you gotta do is say hello to a man, and they have you whispering in his ear. All you gotta do is be polite with him, and they have you spending the night with him. If there's a guy you merely have a beer with, they've got you setting the wedding date. It seems they've just gotta have some dirt to bend your ear with. So before you start, I herewith state, I'm not at all in love, not at all in love, not I, not a bit. quite a hunk, a guy, but he's not my cup of tea, not my cup of tea, not he. Not an ounce, not a pinch, he's just an inch too sure of himself for me.
Well, of course, you've noticed that manly physique and that look in his eyes. Say, I'm sure he can cut most any man down to size.
He must be as fierce as a tiger when he's mad. And I'll bet he cries like a little boy when he's sad.
But I'm not at all in love, not at all in love, not I, not a straw, not sighing. You may be sold, but this girl ain't buying. I'm not at all in love.
She's not at all in love, not at all in love, oh no.
Not a pin, not a crumb,
must be the summer heat that gives her that glow.
Lady's heart, he doesn't affect a bit.
It's easy to see that her dandy grin is the grin she always wears. And she's breathless because she ran up a flight of stairs.
Obviously, naturally.
Thank you.
that rather creamy rendition of A New Town is a Blue Town was by Stan Getz with Strings, one of the few recordings of something other than the big hits from the Pajama Game, but a beautiful number nonetheless. One of the things that made Pajama Game so terrific were the sort of the second, it was one of those typical musicals that had a romantic lead and then a comic sub lead, and then in this case, a comic sub sub lead. But Eddie Foy Jr. and Rita Shaw did a wonderful vaudevillian turn with Heinze, who's manager of the factory, who is in love with a woman named Gladys. It's all terribly confusing, but it doesn't matter. You're just going to be so charmed by this number. It's one of my favorite ever.
Heinze. Heinze.
I've learned my lesson, Mabel. I'll never be jealous again.
You stick to that now.
Absolutely.
That's easier said than done.
I can do it.
I knew it. But let's take an example, just for fun. Picture this, you're sitting and waiting for her to come back from a date.
There I am, I'm sitting and waiting for her to come back from a date.
Here she comes, her blouse is unbuttoned, her stockings are not very straight.
Here she comes, her blouse is unbuttoned, her stockings are not very straight.
Later on, she gets a bouquet with a card in it saying to baby, you were great. Well, Heinze, what would you do then?
I would trust her, I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous again.
Nice work, Heinze.
No, I know I can
now
do it, Mabel.
Now let's take another example. Picture this. You've nothing to do, so you drop into chat for a while.
There I am. With nothing to do, so I drop in the chat for a while.
Something's up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a
smile.
Something's
up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a smile.
Then you see a shirt and a tie and a pair of pants in a nice, neat little pile. Well, Heinze,
I would trust her, I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
That's the stuff, Heinze, you're practically cured.
There will be no more nightmares to sleep through. No more keyholes to peep through.
No more bushes to creep through.
That's my plan.
Well, now that you're a new man, picture this. You go to your sweetie's apartment, you borrow the key.
There I am. I go to my sweetie's apartment, I borrow the key.
There she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate
squeeze.
There
she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate squeeze.
Then, to boot, she tells you she was in the arms of her cousin who's back from overseas.
A cousin back from overseas? Do you expect me to
believe?
I would trust her. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
This is my once-a-year day, once-a-year day. Felt the morning sun and knew that this was my once-a-year day, once-a-year day. Even got a kiss from you.
I feel like hopping up and down like a kangaroo.
Jumping fences, climbing trees.
What pleases me is what I'll do, 'cause
this is my once-a-year day, once-a-year day. Everyone's entitled to be wild,
be a child, be a goof,
raise the roof.
Once a year.
Once a year day, once a year day, once a year day.
Charlie's ear. Charlie's wife is mad as hell.
Well, it happens once a year.
Look at Papa Halter Bush, 92 today, running off with Sadie Lee.
He's heading for that pile of hay.
'Cause this is his
was Harry Connick Jr. and Co. in the 2006 revival of The Pajama Game on Broadway. Pajama Game is the show we're celebrating today. Its 70th anniversary. It was revived in 73 with Hal Linden and Barbara McNair and Cab Calloway. Boy, I wish they made a recording of that. It was one of the sort of rare revivals that added a multiracial love story at the center of it and the way it was cast. And I bet those people did a great job, a little before my time. Well, here is a nice recording of the confrontation between Sid and Babe when they realize that they're jobs and their love affair may be contraindicated. This is from our lovely studio recording, Judy Kay and Ron Raines, who sing Small Talk better than just about anybody ever could.
Wanna talk small talk now that I'm alone with you? I don't wanna talk small talk. We've got bigger things to do. Let's not talk of the weather or the for the fall. Why don't you stop all this small talk? I've got something better for your lips to do, and that takes no talk at all.
I gotta buy me a dressy dress, the one that I have is such a mess.
Small talk.
Who will you vote for next election? How do you like the stamp collection?
Small talk.
Read in a book the other day that halibut spawn in early May, and horses whinny and donkeys bray, and furthermore, the pygmy tribes in Africa may have a war.
No.
I don't wanna talk small
talk. What do you think they charge for ham now?
Now that I'm alone with
you.
Got
some of a pain worth a damn now.
I don't wanna bigger things to
do. And that the teenage kids are wilder.
Let's not talk of the weather.
One of these days I'll paint the kitchen.
Or the fashions for the fall.
Get Pop to put a new light switch in.
Why don't you stop all this small talk?
Like I was saying,
I've got something better for your lips to do. How do you feel about me?
I love you terribly.
Well, if we feel that way about each other, isn't that enough?
You don't know me.
Babe, I love you.
All right. I can take it if you can.
I love you more than all the heroes and all the history books in the world.
Tell me!
What a woman, I'll tell you.
There once a man who loved a woman. She was the one he slew a dragon for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
Tell me!
And there once the man who loved a woman. She was the one he gave his kingdom for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more. My love is a giant, fierce and defiant. But how can I prove it to you? Ain't got no kingdom, no dragon to back up my bragging. How can I show what I would do? I only know there once a man who loved a woman. She was the one he ate that apple for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
Tell me.
There once was a woman who loved a man. He was the one that she took poison for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she. But me, I love you more. There once was a woman who loved a man. She swam the channel for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she. But me, I love you more.
My love's meteoric, nearly historic. A whirlwind, a cyclone on wheels. It rocks the whole solar plexus. It's bigger in Texas. I just can't tell you how it feels. I only know there once was a woman who loved a man. Loved him enough to cause a Trojan War. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she but me. I love you more, 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 more.
More than a hangman loves his rope.
More than a dope fiend loves his dope.
More than an Indian loves his scalps.
More than a yodeler loves his ounce.
More.
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 There once was a man who loved a woman. She was the one he slew at Dragon Ball.
They say that nobody ever loved as much as he
but me. I love you more. Me. I love you more.
Well, that was the original Sid, John Raitt, and the movie Babe, who is Doris Day in the 1957 version, also directed by George Abbott. I think she's just terrific in that movie in particular. Well, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street on listener-supported WLIW-FM. Today, we're looking at the Pajama Game, but we're going to do a quick throw to Sweeney Todd, because if you remember, in the second act, Sweeney Todd says, knock three times. Three times. And that's because now through March 28th, your gift to WLIW will be tripled. Dollar for dollar, up to $50,000. Yes, this is the Chairman's Challenge. It's in full swing, and we'd like you to show your support for WLIWFM, because where, folks, are you going to get an hour devoted to one of the great, legendary Broadway shows of all time, with commentary and different renditions and the kind of loving curation that is the hallmark of WLIWFM? It's with you wherever you go. So please go online to WLIWFM.org, WLIWFM.org, or call us at 1-800-262-0717 and make a contribution that will make three times the impact. It only runs through Thursday, so don't wait. All right, we're going to return to the Pajama Game. Here are two songs in the second act that never quite made it. The second act is a bit wonky in Pajama Game. It's got Hernando's Hideaway. And they couldn't find out, however, a good love ballad for Babe. They wound up simply reprising, Hey There, Why Not? But here are two songs that were bandied about. Here was a song called The World Around Us. They say Frank Lesser wrote it. Who knows? It was actually in the show on opening night and then cut a week later. Go figure. Here's Harry Connick.
The world around us is trying to tear us apart, but let's let them know they're trying in vain. Alone we may each wind up the loser. Together we've sown much to gain. The love that found us may not be a storybook romance. We've had our ups and downs, but let's not complain. Just come to my arms and know we've nothing to fear. And let the world around us disappear. The love that found us may not be a storybook romance. We've had our ups and downs, but let's not complain. Just come to my arms and know we've nothing to fear. And let the world around us
disappear. Invented love must have been thinking of somebody else. Couldn't have possibly thought about me. Could he? The man who invented love must have been thinking of someone who should know how to cope with it. Someone who would not be a dope with it. Someone who can bear the hurt of love. Take the bitter tea as well as the dessert of love. Yes, the man who invented love must have been thinking of some other girl. But why can't that girl be
me. That was The Man Who Invented Love, another attempt at coming up with a second act ballad for Babe and Pajama Game. That's Doris Day from the movie. That was cut. She later released it as a single. There you go. Well, the climax of Pajama Game is about settling the 7.5 cent raise per hour that the workers at the Sleep Tight factory want to get. And what a more, you know, relevant and moving cri de coeur as we're thinking about working people all over America. Here is the big finale to Pajama Game from the film version featuring Doris Day.
I figured it out. With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. 7.5 cents doesn't buy a heck of a lot. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king. I figured it out.
He figured it out.
I figured it out.
He figured it out.
With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 5 years from today, only 5 years from today, I can see it all before me, only 5 years from today.
5 years. Now, let's see. That's 260 weeks times 40 hours every week, and roughly 2 1/4 hours overtime, and time and a half for overtime comes to exactly $852.74!
Hooray!
That's enough for me to get an automatic washing machine, a year's supply of gasoline, carpeting for the living room,
a vacuum instead of a plastic broom,
not to mention a 40-inch television set.
So, although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a heck of a lot, 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king.
I figured it out.
She figured it out, she figured it out.
I figured it out. With the pencil and the pad, I figured it out. Only 10 years from today. Only 10 years from today. I can see it clear as daylight. Only 10 years from today.
10 years. Now let's see. 520 weeks times 40 hours every week, and roughly 2 1/4 hours overtime, a time and a half for overtime, comes to exactly $1,705.48.
That's enough for me to buy a trip to France, across the seas, a motorboat and water skis, and maybe even a foreign car.
A charger cut at the corner bar.
Not to mention a ping pong set with paddles made of gold.
So, although
I figured it out,
We figured it out. With the pencil and the pad, they figured it out.
Only 20 years from today.
Only 20 years from today.
I can see it like a vision.
Only 20 years from today.
20 years. Now let's see. That's 1,040 weeks.
Times 40 hours every week.
And roughly 2 1/4 hours overtime.
A time and a half for overtime.
Comes to exactly
$3,411.96!
That's enough for me to be a sultan in the Taj Mahal, and every room a different doll.
I'll have myself a buying spree. I'll buy a pajama factory. Then I can end up having old man Hassler work for me.
So, although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a heck of a lot, 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be
Well, that may have been the finale to Pajama Game, but the finale in our story today is the hit single, Hey There. And as I mentioned, Johnny Ray had a single before the show even opened, but very quickly after it opened, a lot of people covered it. Sammy Davis covered it, and Rosemary Clooney covered it, thanks to Mitch Miller, on a single for Columbia that shot to number one. It was number one for 6 weeks and the third most popular song of 1954, maybe one of the last great hit songs from an American musical. And ironically to me, it debuted on the charts the same week that a young man named Elvis Presley made his debut with a rendition of a song called It's All Right. So maybe that's where the two roads of Broadway and Main Street diverged, or began to diverge. At any rate, I'm sure you'll enjoy Rosemary Clooney's legendary version of That Person with the Stars in Their Eyes.
Lately when I'm in my room all by myself, in the solitary gloom, I call to myself. Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud, though he won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday he'll come to you. Better forget him, him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes.
Are you talking to me?
Love never made a fool of you.
Not until now.
You used to be too wise.
Yes, I was once.
Will you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or am I not seeing things too clear? Are you just too far gone to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.